This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is T. Graham Brown. I got to tell you something. This guy is a great artist. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. And he does a lot of songs that are country, but also rock and roll. He's got it all together, and he'll be joining us on our show this hour. Michael Rapaport, who has done so many movies. It's unbelievable. He's also a stand-up comedian, and he's got a new podcast that we'll be chatting about. Karen Knotts is the daughter of the great Don Knotts, and she has a book called Tied Up in Knots, talking about her legendary father, Don Knotts. And then March is Nutritional Month. We're going to talk nutrition with Francis Largeman Roth. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll be back with T. Graham Brown.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
It never turns out like you wanted it to. You want some love. True love. If you want some love.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. And actually what you're listening to is the great voice of a major talent. Glad that he's on the show with us. Joining us is T. Graham Brown. T., welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be visiting with you, buddy.
Well, I'm excited for you. You have a new album out called Bare Bones, which came out last October. And this is not only a collection of a lot of your great hits, but it's done in a more acoustic fashion. What made you take that route?
Well, we were sitting around, we had a lot of time on our hands during the COVID stuff, and been wanting to do an acoustic album, so we went in and cut a bunch of the old hits, and people seem to be liking it, man. It's just a different way to listen to music, just me and a guitar.
These hits that you have had, and there are a ton of them, my friends, I mean, charted more than 20 singles on the Billboard Hot Country charts. Hell and High Water, Don't Go to Strangers, and, of course, Darlene all reached number one. I often wonder when an artist goes back in and re-records their hits from the past, if they're concerned that it doesn't come out the way they want it to, or the fans say, well, geez, why did you do that? But you have done it, and you've done it with remarkable accuracy, and I think it has a great twist to it, my friend.
Well, thanks, man. Seems like the vocal's more present. You can concentrate on the lyrics more. It doesn't have a backing, full band backing track. You know, I found out that you sing songs a little bit differently. You know, they kind of morphed over the years after singing them thousands of times, and you don't sing them exactly like you sang them on the original record. I was talking to a fellow artist the other day, and he was saying the same thing. You know, we sing them a little bit differently now than we recorded them.
I think singing them a little bit differently is great. I've seen a lot of artists, and I'm sure you have too, that they take the arrangement and they completely change it. I won't mention their name, but they had a lot of top 40 hits in 1967, and I went to go see them, and I didn't even recognize the songs because they got tired of singing them in the original arrangement. So, you know, doing what you did with the acoustic and yet keeping the song intact, I think, is a stroke of genius.
Well, I don't know if it's genius or not, but I think that you're right. I think people kind of expect it to be familiar to them, you know,
right,
when they come to the show. And I guess they fell in love with a certain version of it, and we try to keep it pretty much the same.
Well, I think that's good news. I think that's what people like. Now, let's talk about a couple other things. 2022 is a big year for you. You're working on a new autobiography coming out in the summer. Tell us about that, T.
Well, I had a book publishing company get in touch with me and wanted me to write down some, you know, some stories, and we did, and we're editing it right now. I wouldn't have figured anybody would want to read about it, but it's turned out pretty cool, pretty interesting. You know, I think fans will get a kick out of seeing behind the scenes.
Is it tough to do that? I have people tell me all the time, why don't you write a coffee table book of all your experiences with celebrities? And I can remember Andy Williams telling me when he went through his autobiography, all he could see is me, 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 I. And he said, I had to go back and change all of that. Is it difficult? Is it therapeutic to go back and look at, you know, over 35 years of a great career?
No, it was real easy. And my wife, we've been together 43 years now, and she helps me remember things that I had totally forgotten about. You know, for years she had told me, one of these days I'm going to sit you down and tell you what a wonderful career you've had. And that's basically what we did. She, you know, she just remembered some cool things that I'd totally forgotten.
Yeah, well, that happens. My wife tells me that every day. In fact, she tells me everything every day. Some things I don't even want to remember, she brings up every once in a while. Tell us about this new soul album with Sam Moore, Tanya Tucker, Wyona.
Oh, man, we're having fun doing that. I went down to Muscle Shoals and recut a bunch of old 60s hits, soul hits, and then I wanted Sam Moore from Sam and Dave's
sure
thing on it. And so we went down to Miami and got his voice, and then, you know, I called Tanya up, Wyona, and Dwight Yoakam, and
wow,
Sammy Hagar, and I think I'm going to be able to get Tritt. I got Eddie Floyd, the guy that sang and wrote the original Knock on Wood. Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials is going to sing on it. And hopefully we're going to get Tritt and Al Green, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top told me a couple of times he wants to sing on it. So
wow,
we're just putting these duets together right now.
Wow. And that's going to come out in the fall of 2022?
Yeah, it'll probably be late summer, I would think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I can't wait to hear that. I'm serious. That's going to be fantastic. Come a long way from performing in the duo of Dirk and Tony, and of course being associated with Rio Diamond and the T. Graham Brown Rack of Spam. I love that. But, you know, I never knew this. You sang a duet with Carol Channing?
Yeah. I've sung on so many people's records. Gee whiz, I've gotten to record with a lot of people. To record with Carol Channing is something that I would have never in my wildest dreams have thought that one up. But they called me, and we sang this old song called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree
right
with Anyone Else But Me.
Wow.
And it was wild. She was 94 years old. That was an experience.
Yeah, she was a really wonderful lady. We had her on the show a couple of times, and boy, you talk about a bundle of excitement. You know, I didn't realize that you once worked in the advertising area with recording jingles. Boy, I've owned a couple of radio stations. Perhaps some of those jingles were on our radio station.
Well, I'm sure, man. I'm still doing them. You know, I've done every beer, every car and truck, McDonald's, KFC, Hardee's, Taco Bell, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, 7-Up. I even do sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I did that for 7 years. People have changed the channel on me on TV so many times.
Yeah, isn't that something? You spend all that money to cut commercials, and then when the commercials come on, people leave. You know, that's
exactly.
That's crazy. I never thought of it that way. You are still out touring, are you not?
Oh, yeah. We go out and work. I'm 67 years old, and so I'm not out there chasing ahead, and the pressure's off, and I really don't have anything to prove, you know. If shows come in that we want to do, we do them, and if something comes in we don't want to do, we just pass on it. I'm getting to do movies and the book, doing records that I want to do, and I got total freedom now, and really nice.
Yeah, it's nice to come to that crossroads and be able to do that, and you know, you certainly have paid your dues out on that road. You know, the old saying is in this business that you get paid for all the traveling. If you were just able to stand in the wings ready to go on, life would be a lot easier.
Well, that's what they say. You get paid for getting to the gig, not doing the gig. Doing the shows, but sometimes it's a lot of work to get there, especially if you're flying these days. It's crazy.
Well, the new Bare Bones CD is out right now, and you can go to tgrahambrown.com to get it. And also, where can we go to see the dates that you're playing, T?
On the website. We have our calendar on the website. And you know, we have a store that if you want to get music or T. Graham Brown stuff. And we have Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and make little videos and put on TikTok. We keep everything up pretty current. We have a lot of fun on our Facebook page. Yeah, we do that. And I got a show on Sirius XM Radio that I do. So I'm getting to do all kinds of fun stuff.
Did you tell me that you were starting to take it easy? That doesn't sound like a man who's taking it easy.
It doesn't really seem like work.
Yeah, it's not heavy lifting, as they say.
I do the radio show here at the house. When you're doing things that you really want to do, it's not like work.
No. Milton Berle told me one time, I said, when are you going to retire? He said, to what? He says, I did that once, I had nothing to do, so I might as well go out and have fun with what I do. Well, again, the new CD is out right now called Bare Bones. We're going to be looking forward, T, to having you back later on in the year to talk about this new soul album and your autobiography. And I like what you're doing, and keep it up, and don't retire. At least stick around so that we can enjoy your talent for a little bit longer, my friend, okay?
God bless you, Ron. Thanks for having me on your show, and God bless you and all your listeners, and God bless the United States of America.
There you go. Our guest and friend, T. Graham Brown, get his new CD right now called Bare Bones. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. I don't need your rocking chair.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. I'm very excited to have a nice guest with us. He's quite a guy. He's appeared in over 60 films, including The War at Home, where he starred in the sitcom, Boston Public. You've seen him on Friends, The Big Bang Theory. We're going to go through a plethora of things that he's been seen on. Right now, though, he's hot as can be with the world's dumbest disruptive podcast at I Am Rappaport, and also worldwide at Here Luminary, two or three times a week. He's got a tour coming up. Joining right now is Michael Rappaport. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got to tell you something. I've been watching and listening to your podcast, okay? And, man, it's very, very habit-forming because you say things that other people think and, frankly, are afraid to say.
Well, good. You know, I love doing the podcast. It's fun. And, you could say what you want. There's nobody breathing down your back. And, I love doing that. I love being on tour. Can't wait to come back to Tampa. I was in Tampa right before phase one of the pandemic, and I'm looking forward to coming back down and performing again.
Yeah, we're going
to
mention all the cities that you're going to be in here starting. Oh, you're in Buffalo. Boy, could you pick a more bad weather location?
Yes,
Buffalo and Pittsburgh, my goodness gracious. But, you know, this radio thing that you're doing here now with us is certainly no stranger in your family. Your mom was a radio personality. Your dad was a radio program manager. So, you're falling in line doing these radio interviews. This has got to be like a cakewalk for you.
Yeah, I'm definitely comfortable on the radio. I grew up around the radio station, and it's something I'm used to, I'm comfortable with, and, I have no problem doing it. And I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Oh, no, absolutely. I used to work in radio with a fellow by the name of Ron Rappaport from Pittsburgh, so must be the name that has something to do with the radio business. First of all, let's talk about some of the stuff that you have been in, because it is unbelievable. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Michael has worked with all the best. Woody Allen, he, of course, was in the Woody Allen's Mighty Aphrodite, and the list goes on. Once Upon a Time in Queens, My Man the Loser. He's worked, as I mentioned, with the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Billy Bob Thornton, Ray Romano, Kevin James, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and now you're on this comedy tour. Tell us about this, because the material that you have really hits today's subject matter right between the eyes. You're not, as I mentioned before, not afraid to say anything.
I talk about everything. I talk about myself. I feel like if you're gonna talk trash, make fun of yourself, and I talk about what's going on in the world. I talk about the kookiness of the podcast and of the pandemic and all that stuff. And
I'm having a good time, all over the country, and I love performing live. You never know what you're going to get week to week.
Well, you know, you have gone on live comedy stage, you know, for a long, long time. I mean, you spent the beginning doing that, then you started to work in front of the camera, got your start on China Beach. But I would be remiss to say that, you know, a lot of times actors and actresses, they don't really like the movie business, or they're not, maybe it's their favorite end of it, because it takes so long to get a reaction, especially in your particular case, where a lot of these things that you're doing are comedies, with the exception of the great job you did with Sully on Tom Hanks's movie. But is it difficult when you're a comedian at heart, and you do a comedy that's on film, and you don't get the immediate reaction that you get when you're going on your tour, and the audience is right there, and you're hit?
No, it's just... It's just different. It's just different. It's not difficult. You know, doing TV, you know, working on the show that I have on Netflix, Atypical. You know, it's just a different thing. You know, when you do a live show, it's immediate. It's just a different thing, a different art form. I love doing both, but it's definitely a valid question, but it's just different, and, you know, I enjoy both of them. It's all performance.
I have to admire comedians, though, because I got to tell you, you guys live and die every 4 seconds, and you have nobody bank on. You have no character actors. You have no co-stars. You have no band behind you. I mean, that is a very tense situation, is it not?
You're up there alone. Anything could happen, and, you know, you're the director. You're the art designer. You're the editor, and you're the star, and you have take responsibility for the good and the bad, and that's the exciting and scary part of it.
But it looks like you're having fun with this podcast, because everything's game. I mean, there's nothing that's off limits.
Yeah, the podcast is so much fun. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is awesome, and I love doing it. And yeah, you could do whatever you want, you could say whatever you want, and you know, I mean, everybody's got a podcast now, so you know, you have to find a way to break through because they're so common. But I enjoy doing the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think that the main draw is that it's like having a conversation over a drink or a cup of coffee, because, you know, everything is up for grabs, and you're not worried about being politically correct or whatever the case may be in today's society.
100%, because, you know, there's so many different social media, and everybody, you know, pretends to be so sensitive and, you know, holier than thou, and that's why I love doing the podcast, and also the live shows. You know, the shows are awesome, and, you know, and when I'm on the stage, it's my forum. People come out, spend their money to come see me, and I want to give them what they assume and expect they're going to get from me.
Now, you go to michaelrappaportcomedy.com for tickets, and he's in Buffalo right now. What's it like in Buffalo right now? It's got to be brutal.
Well, I'm not up there now. I'm up there Thursday and Friday, Saturday. I'll be at the Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo. I already know it's freezing. I got a good friend up there. He told me to dress warm. But I love the city of Buffalo. You know, and then next week I'm going to be in Pittsburgh. And I love getting to know these cities. But Buffalo this weekend is going to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be cold, but the shows are going to be awesome at the Helium Comedy Club.
And then, of course, going down to Pittsburgh, and then March 10th through the 12th in Austin, Texas. Spokane from March 24th to March 26th. Tampa, April 1st and 2nd. Good little break there for us, heat is concerned. Irvine.
Yep.
April 22nd, 23rd, right? Washington, D.C., April 28th, 29th, 30th. Pleasanton, California.
Yeah, and the show, you know, the tour is great. The shows are great. The travel gets a little redundant, but I'm happy to be doing it. Like you said, all tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com.
And don't forget Columbus, May 20th and 21st. Michael, you're a great guest and a good talent, and I really mean this. I mean, I wanted to run down all of the great movies that you were part and parcel of, but I have to be honest with you, we would be here. You'd miss the Buffalo date if we did that. I mean, you have been unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate the support, and I'm looking forward to coming back and talking to you.
That sounds like a great idea. We look forward to it, too. Michael, congratulations on the success, and be safe on the trip, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Michael Rappaport has been our guest. I'll tell you something. He's a man for all seasons. He's a funny guy. He's a very serious actor. He's a very comedic actor. And really, he can put on any hat, and it works for him. And a little reminder to everybody listening, you can check our website out, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, there is an icon there that says Facebook. If you hit that, you and I can become friends on Facebook. There's also another icon that says Listen Live, and if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronsegi.com. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come, live coast to coast and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in freefall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And if you are living on this planet, you know that theme song. In fact, I would assume to think that people not on this planet would know that theme song. Of course, it's from the Andy Griffith Show. And joining us right now is a lady that I am very anxious to talk to. I know she has a new book, and I'm so excited about it because she's quite a lady. It's called Tied Up in Knots. Joining us right now is Karen Knots. Hi, Karen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I failed to mention, but I think people could probably connect the dots, that you are the daughter of the great Don Knots, and you've written this book, which has a great name, Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me. Was it difficult to write a book like this? Because you really have written it warts and all, Karen.
Well, It was difficult for me because I never wanted to write the book. And everybody kept telling me, you need to write a book. And I would be like, no, I'm an actress. I'm not an author. Da-da-da-da-da. But for some reason, about 10 years ago, I started interviewing people about my father, not really even knowing why I was doing that. But I thought, maybe someday I will write the book. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to write the book. And then the pandemic hit, and I couldn't get out, you know how that is. So I had this backlog of interviews that I had done, so I was able to do it. And it was really exciting. So I've gone on tour with my show, which is also called Tied Up in Knots.
Right.
But the book is more of introspective.
It is a fascinating book, and one that I think everybody should read because everybody's a fan of the show. Now, your dad was quite an individual. I want to begin, though, by saying this, and you mentioned it in the introduction, that you are an actress, you're a playwright, you're a stand-up comedian, and you have penned one woman plays, Roger and Betsy. I would assume that to a certain extent, and I've asked this to Lucy Arnaz and Dina Martin, is it difficult, Karen, to be the name Knots, to be in the shadow of your father? Does it open doors, or is it harder to get in those doors?
Oh, it's a complex thing because, you know, in Hollywood, everybody uses any name that they can. And so at the same time, people are resistant to that, you know. So if you use, you know, a certain name, then they may put up a barrier against you. But on the other hand, like if you do something with it, like I wrote the book now, people are interested in when I have the show, people that using the name with a product, that seems to open up doors. But before, when I was just trying to get into acting and would use the name, then it seemed to close the doors, oddly enough.
I can understand that. Let's talk about your dad. First of all, I have often said that the character of Barney Fife is genius. I mean, he originally went on that show to be the sidekick of Andy Griffith. And, of course, within just a couple of episodes, Andy had the foresight to see that this man was the star of the show from the standpoint of the one-liners. Andy was the straight man. But this character, how did he invent it? Because I have to tell you, I watch the show like twice a day, and I'm not telling you that because you're on the show. And I've seen the episodes 9 billion times. I am still in awe of that character.
Everybody is, because it's a genius. You're right, it is genius. I don't think my dad had any knowledge that he was playing that character until he saw Andy. You know, they had done a play on Broadway together called No Time for Sergeants, and then they went their separate ways. Andy went to do the movie Facing the Crowd, and my dad went out to the Steve Allen Show to Los Angeles. They were out of touch. And then Andy saw, Dad saw Andy on an episode of the Danny Thomas Show, and his friend Pat Harrington said, that's a pilot. And Andy signed up to do a pilot. So Dad called Andy, and geez, you could be the deputy on your show. We played the sheriff. And Andy said, Don, I didn't know you were out of work. I thought you were on Steve Allen. I said, no, the show was canceled. And he went in and auditioned, and he was only offered a couple of episodes, but after two or three of those shows, they realized what they had.
There's no doubt about it. And as I mentioned before, the lines and nip it, all of these lines that he had, I just can't express the character. You know, they talk about Shakespeare and the characters in Shakespeare. I mean, this is similar or better than that. I mean, because nobody before he did that ever had that kind of a character, and nobody will ever be able to repeat it in the future. To talk about some of the personal things here, because I know that you really go into great detail on the book. I mean, you talk about the fact that his childhood was very abusive. I guess he became a ventriloquist for a while. I saw a couple of pictures of him as a ventriloquist. Was he kind of a womanizer? I hate to ask his daughter that, but I'm going to ask you that.
No, he wasn't a womanizer. He was a ladies' man.
Okay, that's better.
Women loved him, and he did have lots of dates, and he had girlfriends. I had a mother and two stepmothers, but he was a very kind person. You know, I never had no problem with any woman. Nobody ever said to me, oh, your father was terrible or whatever, you know. Every woman loved him. In fact, Sam Bobrick, who was one of the writers, biggest testament to your father is that all of his ex-wives showed up at the funeral.
Oh, I guess that is. Yeah, right. He didn't want you going to show business, did he?
No, he didn't. I wanted to go on the Andy Griffith Show when I was a child. And he said that it would be a lonely life for a child. And I guess it was a little bit lonely for Ronnie Howard. Got him some, you know, things to do on the set. They played ball with him. But my dad made me wait until I was 16. He put me on his variety show. So he changed once I got older. And then when I started pursuing it as an adult, he was totally supportive.
It's good advice because I'm sure that he saw a lot of child stars go south. Of course, Ronnie Howard isn't one of them. But I was friends with George Lindsay, and I was having lunch with him one day in Nashville. And I asked him about the show, and he said, well, all I can say is that I should have been nicer to that little boy. It could have been an Apollo 11.
Which, he was a very funny man.
Oh,
George.
Yes, he really was. Tell us about his later life. He was failing in health for a long time. Was he not, Karen?
Not that long. He got, I guess, around 2001. But see, he had bronchitis on and off. See, his lungs were weak. And around 2001, he did start getting a little bit more seriously ill with the lungs. But he still worked. Even then, he did voiceovers all the time. And he still toured. And even had, he had a little oxygen tank that he'd take with him the last 5 years. Even with that, he was still working.
God bless him. I tell you, he was a real, real trooper in this business. And he left the Andy Griffith Show to go into more feature films. Did he ever regret that?
No, he did not. Because, you know, playing Barney Fife for 5 years was extremely, extremely difficult. You know, he was a perfectionist, and the character was perfection. And to keep that level of perfection going is not really possible. He couldn't live a life. He had no life. I mean, in those days, he did many more shows per season than we do now. It was like 24 shows.
Right.
Or more than that.
26.
You know, he couldn't really live a regular life. So much was demanded and expected of him. They were really working on two shows at once. They would be filming one show and doing the script read for the next week's show. And so over the weekend, he was learning his lines. And, you know, very little time off. He was almost every show. Really all he could get.
In testament of your father's talent, a lot of people get pigeonholed into a role. As strong as that role was, he could do other things and be received as another character. And that's an immense talent in this business. Karen, I know you're on a busy schedule. I invite you to come back anytime and talk about the book and talk about what you're doing. We need to do that. Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me, is penned by his daughter, Karen Knots. And Karen, please come back because I want to talk about what you're doing in show business. And when you have more time, let's do that.
Oh, I will. Thank you for the offer. I would love to.
Okay, Karen, thank you so much for writing this book and good luck. And we look forward to your return.
All right, great.
Thanks. What a nice lady. Very, very cool person. And she would have to be because she's Don Knotts' daughter, and he's about as cool as they got. And that music, once you hear it, you know exactly where it belongs, and you can't get it out of your head. I guarantee you that for the next 14 hours, you'll be walking around whistling that song. And of course, it was the theme from the Andy Griffith Show, where so many stars got their start, including, of course, the father of our guest, Karen Knotts, Don Knotts. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the interview, That character of Barney Fife was pure, unequivocal genius. There's no doubt about it. It has never been done before, and it will never be done again. And for all of you users of social media, which is probably everybody listening to my voice, Apple this past week has stopped selling its products in Russia. Apple is the latest big tech company to punish Russia for invading Ukraine. Microsoft, Facebook, and YouTube have all blocked or limited the availability for the Russian state media groups, and TikTok has also blocked the media groups, so even the social media is getting involved with this one. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a frequent guest on our show, and we always enjoy when she's here. March is National Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is Celebrate a World of Flavors. Joining us right now is a top TV nutritionist, an author of many books, including Eating in Color, and her most recent book, Smoothies and Juices. Joining us right now is Frances Largemon Roth. Hi, Frances. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always nice when you're here. And why do we pick March as the National Nutrition Month? Because realistically, every month should be.
Right. Exactly. I think it's a great time for people to put the focus back on healthy eating and nutrition and all that it can do for our overall wellness.
Well, now, what do we do during this month to recognize that? Because I know that you have a plethora of ideas, and now you've got this theme going where it's the world of flavors. And I mentioned, I think I said colors, but I meant flavors. A world of flavors. And tell us a little bit about how that theme came about.
Well, you know, I think we're looking at how it's not just maybe the typical American diet, but also different cultures and food ways from all over the world that can really be part of healthy eating. And I think you said colors because one of my books is Eating in Color.
Right.
And so to me, it kind of goes hand in hand, the flavors and the colors, the more the better, the more variety, the better. And, you know, let's talk about some of these foods that we have here today because we've got some really delicious stuff.
Okay, let's go. Because, you know, I'm anxious to hear this for the very simple reason that it's a, I guess, well-known saying that people say, if it tastes good, it's probably not good for you. And that's a pretty negative way of looking at it, but we can make it taste good and be good for you.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And one of my favorite things to snack on is hummus. We have it in the fridge all the time. My kids love it too, which makes it even better. We snack on it with fresh veggies, with tortilla chips. We use it as a sandwich spread. And Hope Foods, the original organic hummus brand, is on a mission to introduce healthy, high quality, and wonderfully flavorful food to the world, including their popular hummus, which is freshly crafted with 100% organic extra virgin olive oil. And while most hummus brands use cheap filler oils, you're not going to find any cheap filler oils here, but you really, Ron, I encourage you to try it. You're going to really taste the difference.
Now, I'm glad you brought up hummus, because the first time I tasted hummus is, what is this? And I had to acquire a taste for it. Now I love it, but what is it?
Oh, it is made with chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, and then an oil. So in this case with Hope Foods, they're using 100% extra virgin olive oil, which makes it even healthier for you. And then you can add any kind of flavoring in there. You could add roasted red peppers, garlic, all sorts of things to make it either milder or spicier, and the Hope ones are really flavorful.
Okay, now, what are some of the latest nutritional trends? Because a lot of times you will hear of something that is the latest, like somebody just discovered it and has been around for 1,000 years. But what are some of the trends that are nutritional? Because I think a lot of people sometimes when they hear nutrition think it's going to be something that is not going to be fun to eat. And in the case of hummus, I love hummus. But there was a time when if somebody said hummus, I would think it was like a bug.
Well, you know, people are really, they're more interested in wellness than ever, and they're looking for products that can improve their overall health and well-being, and 77% of adults are looking to food to support their immune system. 44% of those folks are specifically looking to yogurt to do that, and the new Activia Plus multi-benefit probiotic yogurt drinks are packed with billions of live and active probiotics and support gut health, and vitamin C, D, and zinc to help support your immune system. In fact, drinking Activia twice a day for 2 weeks as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle may help reduce the frequency of minor digestive discomfort. And I'll tell you, Ron, they also taste really good, too.
What is a probiotic? I mean, we hear that all the time. What is it?
Well, it's live bacteria, and pro because it is beneficial, because there are also bad bacteria that can be in the gut. So we want a better balance of, we want the good ones to win out, which is why you want to be taking something with probiotics, either a food or a supplement, on a consistent basis.
Okay, now we talk about farm-to-table options. Now, I know there are a lot of stores out there right now that brag about the fact that it's farm-fresh. And I think that's a great idea because you get the feeling that you're buying something that is not being processed or gone through a lot of stages before it gets to the kitchen table.
Yeah, well, you know, I think people, again, they're understanding now more than ever how important healthy food is to feeling great overall.
and why it impacts, you know, your heart health, your brain health, your mood. And, you know, this is important for kids too. And we want to make, you know, I have three kids. We want to make mealtime fun and nutritious. And with picky eaters, that can sometimes be a challenge. But that's why we love Sprout Organics, because they're known for making veggie-forward foods with all organic ingredients for babies and toddlers that little ones love and parents can feel good about. It's real, simple, and fun. And now they're partnering with Coco Melon to bring the lovable characters to life. I don't know if you're familiar, Ron, with Coco Melon, but it has taken, you know, babies and toddlers by storm, and it's everywhere. It's on YouTube. It's all over the TV. They're really fun characters that teach kids healthy lessons.
See, I think that's a good idea. I'm of a firm belief that when it comes to learning, and even when it comes to eating food, if you make it fun, then the education or the desire for that food, whatever the case may be, is a lot easier to sell to the children, because they are very, very finicky when it comes to food and even learning, you know, in school or something. They want to make it fun. You talk about healthy options, fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts. I'm on a kick now with almonds. They tell me that's good. And boy, I tell you, I'm all excited about that because I'm finally doing something good and like it.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. And you know what? If you are looking for a place to get all of those healthy things that you love but at a discount, check out Misfits Market, because you can skip the hassle of going to the grocery store and you can purchase a wide variety of nutritious and affordable organic produce, high-quality meats and seafood, plant-based proteins, everyday pantry staples, dairy items, and more. And it's all at up to 40% off traditional grocery store prices.
Now, do you buy that online?
Yes, you go online and you can either have them customize a box for you, or you can choose your own items of over 500 plus items, and it's delivered right to your door. No membership fee, no tipping required. It's a really great service.
And I'm assuming that it comes quickly, because a lot of the stuff that they're sending could spoil if it doesn't come quickly.
Exactly, yeah, and it's great because they really actually save a lot of you know, produce that traditional grocery stores don't sell, because they're not 100% perfect, but they're still 100% nutritious and delicious. And, you know, all those things that that you're trying to incorporate, the almonds and the seeds, they have all of it.
Where can we go for more information on this? This is great. Good news, Frances.
Oh, great. TipsOnTV.com.
TipsOnTV.com. It's always great when you're here, Frances. Our guest has been top TV nutritionist, author, and someone that if you need to know, she's got the answers for it. National Nutrition Month is March, and Frances Largeman Roth has been our guest. Frances, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so much, Ron. Take care.
Have a great day. Boy, I tell you, she knows her stuff. And I listen to what she says, because the advice that she gives, right on the money. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for hour number one and two of Ron Senji today on this first weekend of the month. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include legendary singer-songwriter Barry Manilow, Captain Bob Cook from Wicked Tuna. I also want to thank actor Theo E.J. Wilson, the host of I Was There, savings expert Lauren Groopman, singer-songwriter T. Graham Brown, Michael Rappaport, great actor, comedian, and podcaster, Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts with her new book Tied Up in Knots, and Francis Largeman Roth, celebrating March. March is Nutritional Month. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Senji, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.